Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, computer. My first watch along is definitely going to be Star Trek IV. Oh man, I love that film so much. Oh my God, like I am looking for a nuclear vessel. Okay, you can hear me? Okay, cool. Hello. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve. Are you guys ready? I'm gonna crack open a cold one. Greet us. Good evening, everybody, and a happy New Year's Eve. It is I, Vesper Noir, the resident scholar of the Adventurers Guild Tempest and a member of All the Stars English. And yeah, we're doing a little bit of a celebratory drinking and just like chatting about the new year. How's the audio? Good? Bad? It's better than the guest spot that I did, right? And I want to talk about this like right off the bat. I hope nobody felt like I was getting bullied or anything like that. Takahata is like a really great guy, and we both love that. We both love Between Two Ferns, and he's just like, ah, oh, do you think people will think that it's bad? Like I'm bullying you. It's like, I don't think so. I think it's fine. Yeah. Audio's good? Okay. It was funny. Thank you. Thank you. That's like my style of humor. I think God, what did he call it? Oh shit. What did he call it? I'm like pretty buzzed right now. He called it like the pinnacle of cringe humor, right? If you think about it, like there's very few types of like repeatable humor that you have that's like cringier than that. It's the cringiest of the cringy, right? Incredibly cringy. Yeah. So you're an M? Okay. No, I'm not, right? But between an M and an S, if I have to be one or the other, because it's such a cop out to be like, oh, I'm neither. Like I'm completely perfectly balanced, like right in the middle. I don't like either of them. If it has to be between M or S, yeah, it's probably M. That's what an M would say. I mean, I'm telling you right now, like if I have to choose, yeah. Yeah, fine. Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Whoa, hold on. Who it doesn't have to be alcoholic. It could just be like anything. It could be like a Coca-Cola or anything, right? Who got something to ring in the new year? Anything? I'm gonna crack it open. I want to crack it open together, and then it's kind of like a bunch of us are just hanging out and having drinks and just chatting, right? Right? Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Wait. Okay. I'll hold on. We good? We good? We good? I got me a White Claw. Gin and tonic? Oh, that's so good. But that's not canned. That's like you mixed yourself a gin and tonic, right? What brand of gin do you favor? Yeah. I used to like the one with the I used to like the one with the blue bottle. I forgot what it's called. And then I tried Hendrick's, and Hendrick's is my favorite now. I could drink Hendrick's gin like just by itself with like an ice cube. It's so good. Yeah. Okay. Everybody ready? I'm gonna do 3, 2, 1 and then crack it open. What? Paco Sensei? Paco Sensei. Can't tell. Anyway. Okay, ready? Ready? Oh, I love vodka too. Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, good stuff. White Claw is just like drinkable, right? It's just good. But man, Desga like wasted off of one. It was nuts. Yep. I'm still in bed at 3:30 p.m. I could be a little bit louder because I actually booked a motel just so that I could do the collab. So I feel a lot safer and secure now because the goblins and like the rest of my family, they have no idea where I am. I stole one of the three cars and like I'm just at a motel now. So yeah, still a little bit, internet's a little bit spotty, but yeah. Did you ever remember the karaoke from the Off collab? Yeah, I didn't get drunk enough to like not remember. I remembered it, and I remembered early on, I remember I was like getting there, like a healthy buzz, and I was still a little bit anxious about sounding bad. But it was good. It was good. Dez puts up like a tough guy act, but he's like a very supportive dude. Very supportive dude. Wait, this isn't recorded? No. Oh shoot. Are you should I link to the Twitter space? How do I dang it. I'm too lazy. I'm doing a Twitter space and then I'm reading the live chat in my schedule stream. It's a scheduled stream that's going to air in like 2025. And I'm looking at the chat for that. And then I'm responding to you guys. Do it, dude. Does the family think you're asleep right now? I don't know, actually. One of them like caught me as I was leaving. I don't know what he thought. I don't know what he thought. He's just like, where are you going? And I was just like, oh, you know, just going to meet up with some friends. And he's like, ah, okay, say no more. And then he winked and let me go. And it's like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? What? But I thought, like, I would be in... I don't know. I don't know what to... I don't know what to make from that. But, like, I just, like, left. Yeah. He knows I have to get rid of it. He's going to get up in the middle of the night to take a leak, like in a bush, right? And then I'll come up behind him like Rambo and like cover his mouth and like stab him, right? In the heart. And he's going, and I'll be like, shh. It's a good death. It's a good death. And then bury him. Yeah. I'll get rid of the evidence. If he knows, oh my God. I don't even know. He thinks you're the Batman. I'm not the Batman. I am not. I'm not the Batman. That's for the Kinslayer. I have it in the notepad. Are you okay? I'm good. New Year's though, huh? God. I wanted to ask you guys a question. Do you remember exactly what you did for New Year's last year? I don't. I don't actually even. Still not as ruthless as the boys. Indeed, you guys have no idea. It's going to get so much crazier. Like, you have no idea. It's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3.5 right now. And then it goes to 10. It goes to 10, but then like it hits 10 so quickly in the back of my mind. It's like, maybe I need to get like a higher dosimeter and like make it go above 10. Cause it's like, that doesn't tell me like, it, you know, it's probably higher than 10. Yeah. Ah, my back. I just listened to Bury the Light on repeat. 2022 is 2020 season 3. Yeah, I mean, even before that went down, I didn't really go out for New Year's that much. Ever, really. I went once, and it was like a huge mistake. And it's like, never again. Never again. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a good story either. Like, that's not a funny story. It's just like a sad story. And I look like a bully. Why? Should I say it? I'm like pretty buzzed. I think I'm gonna say it. Okay. I went out for New Year's. I went out with a bunch of buddies. A bunch of buddies, I guess. I would call them buddies. And then we're just getting drunk. It's not the stabbing story, it's not. And then like one of my friends, he just got like way too drunk, and I had never seen the side of him because I'd never seen him drunk before. But he's like the aggressive drunk. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that's like always trying to fight people when he's drunk. And I had like no idea, right? And he's just like picking fights with me all night. He was just like talking so much shit. He was talking so much shit. Yeah. And then like, but the thing is like, talk, I don't really care about talk that much. So like he could say like, oh, I'll kill you, I'll kill you. He can say like stuff like that, and I don't really care. But then like just out of nowhere, like he slapped me, right? And he was pretty wasted at this point. Like he like slapped me, right? And then this makes me seem like a really bad person. I didn't hit him back. I just like picked him up like off the ground, and then I shook him. Like did that happen in D&D yet? I just like picked him up off the ground, and then I like shook him like really hard to try to like sober him up, and then like I let him back down, and then he started crying. It got like really awkward because like he started crying, and I never spoke to him again. We just like left. We're just like, ah, let's just get out of here and like call him night. Yeah. This bullying is like not good. It doesn't matter, like I was drinking too. Remember my thought was like, it's out of the question to like hit him. I remember like through the haze of like being heavily buzzed, I was like, it's like out of the question to hit him because he's drunk. Don't hit like a blackout drunk dude. That's just like, it's not cool. But I was just like, I just need to let him know that like he has to stop doing what he's doing. So like I just shook him. I was like shaking him. Like a can with coins in it, and then the treatment. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like that part of me. I don't. It was like a crowded bar too, and I saw the bouncer start to like walk towards us. I knew he was gonna get kicked out. Melvin, is it actually your birthday? Melvin, happy birthday. Your birthday is like New Year's Eve? Damn. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad. I think it's a, is it a good thing? Oh my God. I'm too lazy to like mute myself. You might hear me burp. Oh no. Have you ever stabbed someone? No, never. Never, no. Not even like an animal, right? I don't think I've ever stabbed anything before. Yeah. Minion of Lord Magma, thank you very much for the super chat. I'm drinking since the Magni stream. I was watching. Love you, best friend. I only wish you the best for the new year. You're a great dude. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, and I hope you have a great year too. Treacherous Saint, thank you for the super chat. Yes, the Tripoli's own report of Rogue Grandpa on the loose. Unfortunately, you don't know where I'm at. You're gonna have to go to John Twitter and try to track me down. But I don't think they do. They have they probably have location data. Shit. Not even food with a fork. Well, I'm assuming like alive, right? I once stabbed myself in the hand trying to remove a zip tie from a cat collar. Like the zip tie went into the flesh, and you were like bleeding. Damn. That's nuts. You got the spear for a reason. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I got it because like I was sad. And I was just like, are you sad? I have like internal monologues, right? I was like, are you sad? And I was like, uh-huh. Do you want to buy a spear? You think that'll make you feel better? Uh-huh. All right, let's go buy you a spear, buddy. And then I bought a spear, and it did make me feel better. Immediately after I bought it, but before I received it, I felt better. And then when I got it, I felt already felt better, and I forgot that I ordered it, and I held it in my hands, and I was just like, "Oh yeah, spear." Yeah. Yep. Remian, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Gonna drop the super chat for getting crunk with friends tonight. Hell yeah. I'm gonna get drunk in this motel. But I'm not alone. I'm hanging out with the Vesties, which is pretty freaking cool. Pretty cool. Oh, dude. Ever get a fish hook jabbed in your pet? Yes. Yeah. Like, I've completely pierced myself through with a fishing hook. And in a case like that, you just have to take the old Leatherman and then, like push the hook in more, right? And then take the Leatherman and then, like, cut off the barb, right? Like, snap off the barb with the Leatherman. There's, like, a wire cutter part of it, right? And then like, remove it. Because if you try to, like, push the barb through, it's not good. Yeah. Fish hooks are brutal to get out. Yeah. Yeah. Like the way out is to push it further in and then, like, wire cut the barb. Yeah. Don't pull out a barb hook. Yeah. Like, you'll F up your flesh really bad. The other way to do it is you could try to tamp down the barb with, like, the plier portion. You can try to actually, like, tamp down the barb. But if even like a little microscopic, like, piece of that barb is, like, peeking out, like, you're in for a bad time. So I just snap it with the wire cutter. Yeah. Oh, man. What was I doing last year? New Year's. I distinctly remember sleeping early, I think. I don't think I stayed up until midnight. I don't think I stayed up. Action Ichi, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year's, OG son. Didn't think I'd find a mentor-like figure from a VTuber, but you made me think differently about what I'm doing in my life. I'm excited to see what you do in 2023. Thank you. That's, like, an honor. A little bit, makes me a little bit nervous. Makes me think I need to, like, be on my best, better behavior. But I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I hope you do your best, and then we can both have a really great 2023, right? Thank you. Felix Wolf, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year from Germany. Ah, it's already New Year. Yeah. Kind of overslept the countdown because I was too buzzed with honeymoon. Would do it again. Celebrate New Year with us, right? You can pretend. No one will tell, right? We got about 10 minutes left and we're good, I think. Let's catch up real quick and get back to chatting about New Year's. Suppapong, thank you very much for the super chat. Making an estimated guess about how much you can lift now, you know, since you picked up a grown man when you were younger. What am I doing deadlift right now? I haven't been able to because I've been, like, traveling with family for, like, a week. Almost a week now. Deadlift was, like, I broke two plate deadlifts at the beginning of December. And I think I'm coming up on, like, two plate 35, something like that. Almost three, something like that. But deadlifting is, like, the easiest. Like, deadlifting can make anybody look like a weightlifter, right? It's the easiest lift. Yeah. It's not the easiest lift. If you mess up a deadlift, you'll break your back, right? You'll break your back. But, like, yeah. My OHP is, like, low. It's still under one plate. I think it's, like, 35. Yeah. My goal for OHP is one plate for now. Yeah. Weightlifting stream? No. How much can you lat raise? Good question. We should move on. Deadlift is dangerous. Like, if you have the wrong form, you could definitely do what Dez did, right? You can slip a disc really, really easily. So don't take it lightly. And then definitely have, like, somebody there, somebody at the gym, like a staff member, will be able to, like, check your form and make sure. But why? Each plate is 45 pounds, 20 kilos. Yeah. And then the bar is 20 kilos. Yeah. Happy New Year from Finland and Papa Nurgle. Ah, yes. The grandfather of plagues. Everyone has a good one? Yeah, yeah. Ah. Triple Sus, thank you very much for the super chat. I don't drink it. I'm already in the future, but I'll drink a water to hope that your year is better than the last. Yeah. I had a pretty good year. I got a pretty good year. I got in trouble. And that was pretty much entirely my fault. I could have fixed that. I could have, but you never really stop growing, right? I'm old. I'm older than dirt, but the real key to figuring out whether like you're improving and you're maturing or not is if like if you look back on the previous year, do you, like or like 2 or 3 years. I mean, previous year might be a little bit too close, but if you look back like to yourself 3 years in the past, 3 to 5 years, do you cringe? Are you like, oh my God, I was so stupid back then, right? And if you still do that, then you're still growing. It's a good sign. But if you stop doing that, then like you're actually an old man and you're just like, oh man, I'm great. I don't need to change. Everything is awesome. Yeah. We grow, we learn and improve. Yeah. It's pretty much like, that's why they hired me as a scholar, right? I can't really sing. I can't really play video games. I can't speak Japanese yet. I'm still studying, but I'm like confident in my ability to learn. I think I learn quicker than is it like talking trash on like my guildies? I don't think so, because they're all like such incredibly talented people. I should be able to say that I'm good at stuff too, right? I think I learn faster. That's like my strength, right? I can quickly like recognize it, like what I need to improve in, and then just like get in there and do it. And that's really what a scholar is, right? A scholar isn't like some know-it-all, like, oh, I'm so intelligent. A scholar has to be like, oh, I don't know that. Cool. I can learn something. Yeah. Yeah. Watototal, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Can't wait to see what you, Tempest, and the rest of HoloPro has in store for us next year. Also, speaking of HoloPro, how do you feel being called a raisin by the Time Warden? All right. If I'm gonna level with you, Watototal, I wanted to take my immediate thought was like, give me back my view. Like, I regret watching your stupid stream. Like, give me my view back, right? But on the other hand, I'm just like terrified. So I was just like, okay, I'll just stop watching. And then I stopped watching. Give me my view back. It's what I get for like trying to be supportive. I don't know. But yeah, I did like click off. Like, I did click off. But happy new year, happy new year. Cliff Puncher, happy new year, Vespi. Happy new year, happy new year. This year isn't running for the worst of my life, but you made it measurably better. Here's 2023. That's rough to hear. That's rough to hear. But you made it. Honestly, like you had like a really, really bad year, but you survived, which is like you deserve an achievement for that, right? You made it through, and then now you can hopefully, I mean, like it'll almost certainly be better, right? So yeah, you made it. I think even though it wasn't like a great year for you, it's like a testament to how strong you are, right? That you endured, right? I don't know. It's probably cold comfort if it sounds like it was like a really bad year. But happy new year. Neo Matrix, happy new year. I thought you were going to sleep. Happy New Year's, Vesper. Probably going to sleep. I hope you and the best you said happy new year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy new year. I think I'll continue chatting maybe for like 30 minutes to an hour after new year. And then yeah. Yeah. I should probably tone down the voice because... Yeah. Yeah. There's people around. Moho, thank you very much for the super chat. Surprise Space Atsu. Yeah. Happy New Year. Hope next year will be much better than now. Yeah. I had a pretty good year, but I'm hoping for like a good one next year too. Even better. With more good stuff on the way, right? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Leading Tone, thank you very much for the super chat. Hello, Vesper. Long time super chatter, first time viewer. What? Long time. Super chatter, first time. How's that? Do you just like super chat the waiting room and then like leave? That's like insane. You're like, what? Hoping you have a wonderful new year to 2023 and many, many more. Thank you. Happy New Year. And I hope you have a great year as well. But I have. What? It's a humor. Okay. All right. I think you got it backwards. I take everything literally. this is something that people have like made fun of me for, especially my family. I take everything very, very literally. So it's a good way to like confuse the shit out of me. If you, I don't know. I don't know. Nick Thorns, happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you, Grandpa, for ringing in 2023 with us. Kanpai. Kanpai. Thank you for continuing to grow with us. Yeah. Thank you for being along for the journey. I do appreciate it. I'm in a great mood. I feel like, I don't know. It's nice hanging out with people. It is. For New Year. It's nice hanging out with people. It's good. It's good. Lev, thank you very much for the super chat. Squeezing some time with us for New Year's. Yeah. I mean, I had the motel, so it's just kind of like, why not? Why not? I do have to go back to my family tomorrow, though, but our vacation is ending soon. We're going to go back, and then I get to do my thing. Yeah. Taco, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year 2024. Happy New Year 2024. Used to a great year together. Yeah. Thank you for hanging out. I appreciate it. 2024? 24? Shodan Himura, thank you very much for the super chat. Fully, your new year is amazing and a blast. All the best and all of your dreams come true. Do I have any dreams? It's so good that like I can't really imagine how it could get better. I can't really imagine. For now, I should just be thankful, right? Thankful that everything's good. Yeah, thank you very much. Sushi, thank you very much for the super chat. I asked you before, but you said you think about it, so let me re-ask. Any highlights with Hall of Stars and Tempest so far? Happy New Year. We were recently talking, not in voice chat, but we have our own little like group chat. We were talking about like pre-debut and what we were thinking about. And it's just like how much lower our expectations were. Did I not save this? Oh crap. Can I like click save? Oh shoot. Uh-oh. I should not have pre-gamed. Can I save this thing beforehand or no? Uh-oh. Should I just like end it and start a new one? Oh shit. Ah shit. Oh no. We're trying to warn you. Highlights with Hall of Stars and Tempest. Highlights. Probably like Left 4 Dead was a really good stream. That was like really good. And then I also think like playing D&D with the boys is probably my personal favorite like Tempest moments that I've had. Just because I've been looking for like a group for years and years, and I feel like I found like a home group, and it's good. There's space left. I mentioned this earlier. Yeah, let's bring in the new year, and then I'll restart the Twitter space and then record it. Yeah. All right. Restart the new year. Rocks Freeze, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Cat, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. New tees and bicycle rides. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, what's the countdown? Countdown, New Year. Oh. Whoops. I can't count. Or it's not going to be like, yeah. Oh, there it is. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. I didn't count down. It's just like... Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year! Woo! So anticlimactic. Okay, give me like a real quick second, okay? Ketterin, happy New Year. Thank you for the super chat. Tachibana Kira, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I need to restart the Twitter space, please. Citrusy, I love the name. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. PST besties. Kiri, happy New Year. Thank you very much for the super chat. Okay, let's go ahead and like restart this stupid thing and I could like. Sorry, guys. I'll restart it like right now. Give me a second. End. Yes.